Remember that late 70s movie, When a Stranger Calls? You know, the picture with the classic line,
"We've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house."
Well, many companies have had a similar experience during the rise of networking and the internet. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at Intel's Chandler, Arizona campus. This is where some of Intel's top security people work, and now some who blog about keeping Intel's worldwide fleet of more than 100,000 PCs intrusion-free. Sanjay Rungta, who works in Intel's network engineering organization in the Information Technology Group, has seen firsthand how the world's largest chipmaker has developed its line of defenses against outside threats and those that come from within. We met with him in a data center at Intel's Chandler, Arizona campus, just behind this door. You wrote a paper for Intel about on-connect authentication, or otherwise known as OCA. Let's talk about that. You're talking about these threats coming from inside a corporation, inside an organization.
In a network space, we used to work on giving connectivity to people. We really didn't care too much about security aspect of it. Around year 2002, we had our big virus attack in Intel Corporation. We wanted our overall network, the local area network, to be more secure. So we took that undertaking, and it was a multi-year effort, and it took really a lot of people and resources. One of the outcome of that project was how we prevent attack from internal employees. And in late 2004, 2005 also, with the whole hotspot and Wi-Fi boom, we also noticed a lot of our employees were, you know, working from home and a lot of vulnerable places, and then they were coming back into our network and exposing our network. Hackers are always trying to find the holes in the system, which is always good because it makes your system bulletproof also. So if you ask me, is wireless more vulnerable than any other protocol? Probably not. I mean, it's equally vulnerable like any other protocol. The only reason you hear more about wireless is because of its a boom acceptance. You know, with any big acceptance, there comes a big criticism also, and there are more people trying to criticize it. But technically, all the open issues with the Wi-Fi we had, they literally are also, you know, addressed.
So if I'm using a laptop out of band here in Chandler and I go to a coffee shop, I am exposed to a certain number of risks. If I go on a business trip overseas, am I exposed to more risks being out of band, or does that not matter in this day and age?
I mean, of course, your laptop is exposed whenever you are at a public hotspot. But what we do in Intel is, when you're trying to access our asset in Intel network, then we make sure that you come through a VPN access. So whether you are in US hotspot or in overseas, our exposure really doesn't increase or decrease, it remains the same, and we mitigate that exposure by forcing you to VPN to our corporate network through a remote access. Of course, when you are not VPN or when you are not connected to our network, you are exposed to that environment on a Wi-Fi environment, and we have done other things to protect our laptop. We make sure that, first of all, our operating systems are hardened. We make sure that all our Intel laptops have a right patch level. So we do certain basic thing on the hardware and the operating system side. So platform is secure that way, but we secure our corporate network by not allowing anybody remote access unless he has the right credential, unless he has an account for remote access. And we also back-end authenticate that that your laptop has the right signature. Let's say if you go to a coffee shop and you got infected and you try to remote access it, and then you will be, or your laptop will be vulnerable, we make sure that you have a right posture. Just when you are in our inside a corporate network, we check your posture. We are working to check your posture remote access wise also. So in our mind, regardless where you are, we will check you. We will check the same level whether you are physically in our facility.
One of the claims in the paper is that by implementing on-connect authentication, it saves many labor hours.
You know, when you have 90,000 employees, 250,000 computers of a company of Intel size, it used to take us almost 1 week to get back to the same state after every attack. You know, we are spread out in 140 sites in literally all geography. We really ran an operation for 7 days, 24/7, to get all the computer to a level we wanted to be before. And now with this program, we can really do these things within 7 to 8 hours. And the only limiting factor is the time zone between the guard and girl. So you can see that, you know, we are reducing our repair time from weeks to day. And indirectly also, it gives IT also free resources. During that 1 week, the entire IT organization was basically focused on doing the repair work. So all that manpower was really not doing any proactive work. Now we are freeing up all those man hour to do a proactive work for us. In an ROI case, you know, it really saves us, every attack saves us in millions of dollars to the company of Intel size.
Sanjay Roongta works in Intel's network engineering organization in the company's information technology group. We spoke with him in Chandler, Arizona. You can find more on Roongta's thoughts about security and IT matters at IT at Intel. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.